across the city and South Cambridgeshire.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Alice Dachau and her friend Alex Knoll wanted to create an international message for peace by sharing 1 minute of eye contact with friends and strangers in the centre of Cambridge. They did that on the 21st of September, a couple of Saturdays ago, the International Day of Peace. This is part of a global event where people all over the world in different cities and towns share the power of eye contact to rebuild our sense of human connection. It went under the hashtag of #ShareOneMinute. It might not have seemed like the biggest public event in Cambridge that was held that day. It was a nice day for them, but Alice and Alex, weather-wise, I'd say, also had a nice experience meeting lots of Cambridge people and people visiting the city. And Alex Dachau has got some fantastic stories to share of that day and of life in general and her observations of people, both psychologically and otherwise. She's with us now. Good morning to you, Alice. Thank you for joining me.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Phil. And thank you very much for invitation. It's really nice to be here today.
Lovely. Thank you. I was passing by, so I was just outside the Grafton, and I had no idea that the pair of you were going to do this. I think you had there was more than two of you, though, there wasn't that joined in.
Yeah, definitely. There are others came a little bit later. We had
to help you out. Yeah.
Yeah, five people. In general, we had five organisers of the event in the end.
A couple of hours on a Saturday afternoon it was, and you laid a rug out, just to describe the scene. You put yourself down in the middle of the thoroughfare. You weren't in the way of anybody. You were right on the corner there, sort of outside the Co-op Bank, which was very nearby to you, and just around the corner from the Primark that there, to get people the idea of where you were. Just the nuts and bolts of it, really. Did you have to get permission to do this?
Actually, we thought that the event is going to be very small, so small that we might not need a permission for that.
Yeah, you sat there with a banner and a few balloons, and you made yourself look very colourful.
And we asked five different charity organisations even to join us, and Buddhist Centre and Brahma Kumaris, but actually didn't really occur to me that we might need it. Also because I was in contact with the previous organisers and I kind of inherited the list of things I have to do, and I followed their script pretty much, how to set up the event, how to promote it, and the rest.
You sat there cross-legged, staring up at everybody, and we might have all been a bit intimidating, especially this big, tall bloke like me that came along. And I got completely the wrong idea. I read the banner and I saw you and your cohort, Alex, sitting there. And I thought, well, you want a minute of eye contact. So I came up with the idea of 30 seconds for you and 30 seconds for Alex. And I was chatting to you all the time. But then I was trying to find out about you because being a radio type and a bit of a sort of reporter's instinct, I thought, what on earth's going on here? I was curious, Alice. That's what I was. That was the primary thing when I actually saw you. But the idea was that someone would then sit down with you and then you would just openly stare at each other. What was the idea that there should be some conversation during that minute?
Supposedly not. We had on that day, I met probably 20 people, and I did this perfect experiment when we had 1 minute in silence, when I had to count pretty much in my head up to 60. And yes, we did it without talking, but quite often people start talking in the end of the experiment because they feel so uneasy that they almost like trying to find an excuse for sharing the whole 1 minute in silence with a stranger. And to feel a little bit better, they try to talk and explain themselves. But in reality, this is not necessary.
That's 60 seconds, and we're smiling at each other profusely across the studio at the moment. It's lovely to see you here. I mean, how did you introduce yourself? Was it just sort of someone was silently sit down in front of you without you having any dialogue with them before you started the experiment? Or did you say, look, we're Alice and this is Alex here, and you said hello to each other? And did you have to explain or did people instinctively want to sit down and stare at you for 60 seconds?
Half of our visitors, yes. They I don't know. They didn't ask any questions. They just wanted to know, maybe they heard before about this human connection initiatives and different types of the social and psychological experiments. So they just joined us and had their 1 minute, had a chat, thanked us, and then walked away. But half of them wanted to know what is it all about. And then I had to discuss... to tell them that this is the global event which takes place around the whole world on the same day or the same weekend. This year, more than 100 cities signed up in various different places. In some cities, if they are bigger, there are several locations most of the time. And it's all the... has a very serious, actually, psychological background why we really need it. Apparently, this is one of very natural human needs. To connect with each other, and eye contact is the basic there. It develops when we're just 2 months old, all the babies.
And it should carry with us. I mean, even looking at our pets around us, when you think about it, your cat and your dog will look to your eyes, with their eyes. So it's not just humankind, not just Homo sapien on this planet, but also animals will look naturally at, make eye contact. You know, doesn't normally look to stare anywhere else other than maybe a bowl of food you're about to put out for an animal. So it is instinctive, really, throughout many, many different species, in fact, most species on the planet.
One of the reasons why it happens this way, because eyes and the area where eyes are located, right, not only just face, but mainly eyes, they very transparently show the emotions people experience or animals experience. Therefore, it has been shown by psychologists who work with infants that the children very, very early, they learn to distinguish when their parents look somewhere else and look at them so that they can get that very vital, important information for them. But from another point of view, there is something really interesting happening when we share eye minute, doesn't really matter, 1 minute or just eye contact with other people, we become much more aware of our own emotions, our own feelings and sensations.
You think we sort of started, say, 34 seconds into the experiment, we start thinking about ourselves and what we're thinking as I sort of gaze at you.
Yes, yeah. Definitely. And what is very interesting that it increases our learning and memory skills. So it has been shown in schools, for example, on the universities, when teachers share eye contact with their students, it improves their memory.
And it's one of those things, if you're a public speaker, that you're taught is if you, again, a group of 30 people and you're the speaker at the front of the class, make sure that you dart your eyes and fix on someone for about 5 seconds and move around the room as you're doing your speech. You might have cue cards, you might have to look down to get some prompts, but to make sure that you're at the back, say, Alice, that I make eye contact with you. And it also keeps your audience a little bit more alert by doing that.
Yes, that's true. However, on that day, one of the best things for me was that most of the people with whom I spent time, they told me, I feel so much better now. I feel calmer.
I think I'm calmer in your presence, Alice. Not that I'm particularly het up this morning, I must admit, but you, I think there's an aura about you, I have to say. There's a lot of calm in your personality.
Well, I train a lot. In mindfulness business for more than 7 years. I'm also studying yoga, and not only practicing yoga every day, but also studying it as a psychologist and neurobiologist. I try to combine all the things like that together.
There's an aura crossing the studio over to me. You did a master's at the Anglia Ruskin University, which you've recently, an MSc, which
yes.
you completed recently. Congratulations, by the
Thank
way.
Thank you very
that.
Much. 13 days more, and I've officially will get my certificate with distinction.
But all the hard work's over. What is it you're actually trying to do with your life in terms of your career and maybe taking some of the philosophy that you've brought to us this morning over the microphone in the future? What would you like to do?
I'm definitely a scientist by heart and by head, and but there are a few things I would really like to do. Not only to focus on the scientific career, to become a lecturer, professor one day, neurobiology, anthropology, or something related, but also to share with my audience. This is one of the reasons why I love radio so much, to share all the beauty about the scientific world and discoveries, about our own mind and human nature with people, and to show that all the scientific discoveries, they are useful and we can start using them today to improve our life quality.
And you're in the best place to do it, Cambridge. Centre of excellence for all those disciplines, including neurobiology. You also, we should mention, present on another radio station here in the city. You can hear your show on a Friday morning on Cam FM.
Yes, Cam FM on 97.2. It's called Member's Mind, and deep inside of a fascinating world of human brain and mind.
We can mention that, of course, because you're here with us today. So you would like to repeat any other experiments? Will you do the sixth International Day of Peace for next year? Would you like to repeat the experiment again?
I'm sure, yes. But this time I will be much more prepared for that. I'll start first of all with start preparing half of the year probably before, so that I can get it properly promoted. And this time I'll try to do it to raise the standard, let's say, of preparation organization a bit higher.
For other people, because children that came along and participated as well,
yes,
as adults.
A lot of children, that's true. Young adults, school children, students, they are all very interested in the event like that.
And children, of course, don't always have the inhibitions that come part of quality of life and growing up and learning. And sometimes children get more confident, but sometimes they have don't have the inhibitions that we develop later on. So obviously we have to be careful sometimes, children talking to complete strangers, but in your case it was an organised event, of course, and you were very friendly. But, you know, sometimes when they're a lot younger, you have to be careful what they do. But talking to you was a wonderful thing. Any other particular things that people said to you at the end of that 60 seconds?
What was very interesting, that some of them left speechless.
Yes, really?
Absolutely speechless.
Yes.
And for me, that was the sign of the strongest impact we had on that day.
Not even a goodbye or thank you?
No, they said thank you, but I said goodbye. But we could see that we were extremely moved. It was a tremendous impact on their mood and world vision.
How many were staring at once? Was it one-to-one? Or
one-to-one.
That there were two of you and both of you were staring
there
at
whoever
came
There was
one
up. Very fantastic teenager who decided to share eye contact with all of us, with all five of us. And later she brought her mother. 15 minutes later she brought her mother and I spent a minute with her. Yeah. It was a fantastic experience.
How refreshing.
Yeah.
What a top-up. Especially on a Saturday, what a tonic. Tonic, not just a cup of coffee and a bun or whatever it is you're doing and going out and about and doing your shopping, because they always say that retail therapy is very special. But I think this is...
Eye contact therapy is so much more special.
It
and
tops
it's
it
rewarding.
Out.
Yes.
It seems far better.
And it creates the memories you can remember for a very, very long time.
Because it's something many of us in our very busy and hurried and rushed lives, Alice, just don't do. And it is literally take time to stop and stand and stare.
And enjoy your life.
But not, you know, stare in a nice, friendly way.
Yes, that's true. I believe so. It's always good to speak up about the events like that.
Alice, it's been great talking to you this morning, finding out about the event. It was the world's biggest eye contact experiment. It took place a couple of Saturdays ago. Want to look out for it again in Cambridge. Alice says it will be bigger and even better next year when it takes place at the end of September, which will come around again, the third Saturday in September, as it is. Good luck with what you do.
Thank you so much for inviting me here, Phil.
And
a pleasure.
You want to become a professor one day? You'll have lots to say, I think. It'll be very interesting. I'd certainly go along to any one of your seminars. You'd fill the room. It's been great to meet you today. Thank you for coming
by. Thank you very much.